Man, that's a beautiful but hot day.
I think it's hot everywhere.
Yeah, I imagine if you're down in Rockport, Texas, I probably can't compete with whatever you got going on.
Well, you know, the one beautiful thing about Rockport is that my house is very close to the beach, so I get a good breeze most of the time.
Now you're making me jealous. How are you doing today? Is this Brian?
Yep, this is me.
Hey, man, the reason I'm calling, my name is Gary. I'm with IMC, Professional Driver Services. I'm calling about an application that you had submitted on Indeed for a frac sand driver position.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to touch base with you. What I do is I'm a third-party recruiter. I work with a whole bunch of different carriers, and so I'm always looking for good drivers all over the country. And I want to kind of reach out to you, kind of touch base with you, find out what it is you're doing right now and what's got you looking for a change today.
Resident of Rockport, Texas. I'm currently in Midland, Odessa, Texas. I was transferred, I should say wrongfully transferred. I was driving for a guy out of Chicago, and with the market freight has dropped so bad that I thought that I would do much better going back to the oil fields here. So I hooked up with a guy, I drove his truck down here, and then he terminated me. That's all he wanted. He wanted a free ride on his truck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
You know, all the very honest people in the industry of today versus what it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's no good. Well, that's one of the reasons why I only work with big, good carriers that are well-established. I don't do any mom-and-pop type stuff. Everybody I work with has excellent benefits programs, retirement packages, all that good kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, how long have you been driving altogether, Brian?
I started driving in 1979.
All right, so whenever you put on your resume 40 years worth, you probably weren't exaggerating too awful much, huh?
No, I started driving, I got my chauffeur's license my junior year in high school.
Oh, wow.
And started driving then, and that was before DOT was even around.
Yeah, I bet it was. I
was grandfathered into a Class A.
Wow. How much of your career was over the road, do you think?
Since 1979, I mean, realistically, I was born on the road. My dad was in the Air Force for 24 years. I was born in West Germany, I've been on the road since.
All right. What kind of tractors have you driven? 10-speed, 13, 18?
18s, yeah, all of them, even some of the automatics.
Okay. Well, it just so happens...
I have a preference for stick.
Okay. Well, it just so happens that one of the big sticking points for this particular route is that we have to have folks that are experienced in 18-speed, and there's not a whole lot of you out there. So far, you're off to a good start, my friend.
Yeah, you bet.
I guess you probably hauled about every kind of trailer there is, van, reefer, tanker, flatbed, pneumatics, all that.
I've done flat. I've done soft side. I've done... dry van, reefer, milk tanker, pneumatics. There's probably very little that I know that I don't know how to operate.
I bet that's the case. Yeah. Do you have any current endorsements at all?
Yeah, I've got doubles, triples, and tanker.
All right. Good stuff. And as always, whenever the carriers go to run the drive a check and the MVR, you got anything on there that might be problematic? Any tickets or accidents, suspensions, anything like that we need to get in front of?
I've got one ticket from Freer, Texas that should fall off in about 6 months.
What kind of ticket was it?
It was for speeding. It was 8 miles over.
Alrighty. Speeding 8 miles over. What year was that?
Let's see, that'd be 2019.
All right. You'd be able to pass a drug test today, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And silly question, you ever slapped any cops, robbed any banks, anything like that, get in trouble?
You what now?
You ever slapped any cops, robbed any banks, anything that might show up on the behavior side? Background check?
Oh, on my background check, 2007, I was falsely accused of inappropriate contact of a minor. I was involved with a woman who had just gotten divorced, and it was a hostile type situation with her ex-husband. He was trying to get out of not paying child support. The attorney that I was assigned was a tax attorney, so I was basically toast.
All right. What was the disposition on that? What ended up happening with it?
I went to prison for 5 years.
Okay. Let me see here. I'll double check myself. You said that was in 2007?
Seven, yeah.
Okay. Looks like for this particular route, that might be a problem.
Okay.
All right, let me retarget myself here a little bit, if I may. And
I did use that time wisely because I got my master's degree in theology.
Oh, very good. Yeah, and I'd say you did.
I changed the person that was then no longer lives.
Well, I can certainly appreciate that.
I changed my method of doing a lot of things. I foresee problems and run away from them.
Yeah, that's the way you gotta do it. Trouble's easy to find when you're not looking for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can run right into it blindsided, and then you wonder, why me? Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, my friend. What kind of a gig are you looking for? Because, like I said, I work with 55 different carriers. I've got all kinds of different opportunities here. So if I can get a good idea, are you looking for just anything that'll get you on the road? Has this turned out to be a problem for you?
I am looking for something that I can support myself.
Okay.
Just in a nutshell, with advertisements and so forth, people say, well, we'll pay you $1.50 a mile. Well, that sounds good on paper.
Yeah.
If you're only getting 900 miles a week,
yeah,
you're still not making more than what you could make at McDonald's.
Right, yeah. Or if you're sitting waiting for loads or sitting on the side of the truck, broke down, not moving at all. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and that's what I just got away from because I signed on with a guy, guaranteed $2,000 a week. He put me in a 2006 Volvo. The first trip, I got an hour away from the shop when the rear ends caught fire on the truck. And that list is long, heavy, and expensive. But out of the 6 months that I was with him, I spent 3 months in a hotel.
Yeah, that's no way to make money there.
No. So that's the reason why I hooked up with another guy, again, promises. I drove his truck from Chicago down here to Midland, Odessa, and then he terminated me. All he wanted was the free transport. In the process of that, my car is sitting in Rockford, Illinois, he left me stranded here in Midland, Odessa.
Yeah, that's dirty.
It's a sad thing to say, but the integrity and so forth in this industry has really taken a back seat to the dollar bill.
Yeah, I get that. I hear that a lot. That's one of the reasons why I'm really careful with the outfits that I'll work with also, because I don't want drivers getting mad at me because I hook them up with something and it turns out not to be what I said, because, you know, over the long run, the relationship's worth more to me. If I can get a driver every job that he gets throughout his career, then I'll be a way more made man than burning a lot of bridges and make a lot of enemies out of drivers, you know what I mean? My dad was a driver for 40 years, so just like you, he was an over-the-road driver for 40 years, and that's one of the reasons I did this is he drove for all them years and ended up retiring without a penny of retirement because he was driving for little mom-and-pop organizations trying to get a paycheck, you know? So, all right, man, well, I'll tell you what. Now I kind of know what we're up against. Let me take a real good look in my system. I got hundreds and hundreds of different accounts here, and I know I got some stuff that'll be a good fit for you, but I don't want to tie your time up on the phone. I can look a lot faster if I put my head down to the grindstone and look through this. And if you would, man, just save my number, because as soon as I find something, I'll get back with you one way or the other, let you know what you're looking at and see what you think.
Okay, and I can send you my, if this is a good number, text message or otherwise, I can send you my driver's license, my DOT card, and all that.
Okay. Yeah, this is good. This is good for me. And what's a good email address for you?
My email address is bandits@transport.yahoo.com.
All right.
And I, if it's a doable deal, I do have my own LLC and my own EIN. I'm just trying to finish the last piece of the puzzle to where I can gain my own authority.
Okay, you're going to go owner operator or lease own or what?
Yeah, well, for lease purchase and, you know, then go owner operator. Yeah.
Okay. Would you like for me to look at those opportunities also? Because I do have those in my those bullets in my gun too.
One offer that I'm entertaining, if I don't get anything here in the oil field, is with Hirschbach.
Okay.
I've already been previously pre-qualified, and so now it's just a matter of which way I want to go. Like I said, the spot market right now with freight is so dependable. That is the reason why I came out here.
I gotcha. Alright. Well, tell you what, Brian, let me look and see what I got. My man, save my number, and I will be back in touch with you soon.
You betcha. Thank you.
Alright, buddy. You have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.